From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And we begin today with Illinois state government and politics. It's been 3 weeks since Governor J.B. Pritzker made his State of the State address and delivered his budget proposal for the coming year. Today we are continuing our series of conversations, hearing different perspectives on how Illinois taxes its citizens and businesses, and how we the people, through our representatives in the General Assembly, decide how that money should be spent. Joining us today to offer one such perspective is State Senator John Curran. He's a Republican from Downers Grove and the minority leader in the Illinois Senate. Curran is an attorney in private practice, though he previously spent nearly two decades working as an assistant state's attorney in Cook County. He was also a walk-on football player for the Fighting Illini in the early 90s, where he majored in agricultural mechanization. Senator Curran, welcome back to the 21st Show.
Brian, it's very nice to be with you again.
And I should say, the stars align today. We're speaking with Senator Curran live, so if you have a question for him or thoughts on the state's fiscal situation, you can join the conversation by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. All right, Senator, we're a few weeks removed now, but what did you think of the governor's State of the State address?
Well, the speech itself, Brian, was a... The second half of the speech was highly partisan, a lot of partisan rhetoric, really offensive, and was really misplaced for the purpose, which was to address the citizens of Illinois and give an update on the state's fiscal and social health. But I will say the budget proposal that the governor put forward, I think, is a good start in the budget process. I have been leader for three budget proposals, and I thought was the best of the three that Governor Pritzker has started the budget process with. So while I was not a fan of the rhetoric and the politicization of the speech and bringing in, you know, using it for his national platform, you know, I do think the citizens of Illinois deserve to be addressed by their governor and have the governor focus on their concerns. Once you kind of set that aside, where we're starting at budgetarily, facing a significant shortfall at the start, I thought the governor had some prudent decisions in his budget proposal.
Yeah, he wanted. So I presume with the part that you found offensive, you're talking about the comparisons to Nazi Germany in the 1930s. But we can come back to some of that stuff. But fiscally, then let's start with that. So there have been differing estimates as to how far in the hole Illinois is going to be next year, fiscally speaking. But it seems like whatever number one takes, Illinois is starting from sort of a down position from where it's been in recent years. What is your best understanding of how deep the hole is?
Well, last fall, it was estimated to be a $3.2 billion deficit. That has updated analysis that has shrunk. It appears to be more of a $2 billion deficit. The governor's proposal framed it as a $1.2 billion deficit. It is clear that there's more work to be done from what the governor has proposed. But, you know, projecting revenues for the incoming year is a constant moving target. We will get updated projections before the final budget is passed. I think, you know, spending in this is, the governor's looking to grow spending by $2 billion over last year. And that is, in his time in office, a 37% increase in state spending. And that is just not sustainable. That has been our point of emphasis the last several years, is we're on an unsustainable path regarding spending in this state. But there is no disagreement between the governor, Democrats, and Republicans that our spending is outpacing our revenue. And so that we have to address, and we should address that with more constrained spending, not tax increases on Illinoisans.
And I don't think I heard the governor call for any tax increases this year. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. I also think he would say that, well, look, inflation obviously has been a big issue, and that affects state government spending just as it does everyday Illinoisans in their household budgets. So how do you think about that? And maybe we can start with what are some areas where you would look for some of these cuts to try and
First, Brian, the increased taxes on gaming, I mean, those we could quibble, but those are tax increases. But you know, the governor did not lean into tax increases in this in addressing the deficit. He did, I think rightfully so, propose ending the healthcare program for undocumented immigrants. For the working age population, and that's a significant step forward. That's something we have been calling for. That 42 to 67 year old population that should be working in acquiring healthcare through working and having other options. That is the program that was the subject of the Auditor General's most recent report, which found that. The actual cost of the program was 200% and in some instances 300% higher than what was projected when it was passed in various budget years. So that is why we've been calling for a transparent accounting of all non-citizen healthcare or non-citizen specialty programs that the state is spending on, because that has gotten out of hand in terms of the increased spending in this state. That is something we have to look to rein in, but it's hard to rein it in when we don't really have a transparent accounting of what's being spent and where.
What is your understanding of how that went? And I think even Democrats would acknowledge that, obviously the governor is calling for scaling that back himself. So some Democrats at least would acknowledge that things did not go according to plan there. What is your understanding of where the breakdown happened?
Well, I mean, Brian, I was in the Senate when that was the first iteration of this program was proposed, and we were told that it would cost $1.8 million. And that has ballooned. And that was just, they then passed in successive proposals, expansions to then bring in working age population. And that expanded to last year, we were looking at over $1 billion. For that program. It is clear it's been mismanagement. For years, the program has gone on without seeking eligible reimbursements from the federal government. Illinois has left federal dollars that should have been coming to the state of Illinois on the table simply because we weren't filling out paperwork. So at the same time, this was fee for service. This was not under any sort of managed care. So we were providing health care at the highest possible cost we could provide. So we really lacked any sort of like actual management of the program. And at the same time, we were allowed enrollment to be much higher than what was projected. And we know we had thousands of people enrolled in the program that should not have been in there based upon the parameters of the program. Some were actually eligible to be put into actual regular Medicaid, which we would have gotten reimbursement from the federal government for all services, for just about all services, minus 10%. So it really came down to a mismanagement issue. I'm glad the governor is proposing to take the step to scale this back significantly, pull out the 42 to 67 year old population. We will continue to disagree about the over 67, but that would be a significant step in the right direction.
Well, what would you do? I mean, so that over 67, you know, when we took, it's interesting because we talk about healthcare. I think some people think of it as a moral issue, right? People deserve healthcare, but it's also a financial issue for hospitals and physicians and nurses and people who provide these services in Illinois. What should hospitals and healthcare providers do when a non-citizen presents with health problems? Would they be forced to eat the costs?
I mean, emergency services, there, and this is part of our formula with hospitals in terms of reimbursement. So when we deal with the on a on a yearly basis, the state negotiates overall support of Illinois hospitals. The emergency services are going to be something that are going to be accounted into that, whether it is a citizen or a non-citizen without coverage seeking care. But there are other options for coverage, and that's what we need to pursue because, Brian, ultimately, at the end of the day, Illinois is an outlier. No other state has gone down this path. California started to go down this path and suspended it. It is too costly. Our state taxpayers are bearing this burden. So when we talk about other parts of the budget and meeting needs in the state of Illinois, this is one of the examples of what's crowding out meeting those needs. So Illinois is an outlier. Our state taxpayers certain just should not have to bear this burden. They're not bearing this burden. The state taxpayers in Missouri or Iowa or Kentucky or Wisconsin or Indiana, like, there's a reason for that we're the only ones doing this. It was a ill-conceived idea, and the governor's taking the right move to scale it back.
If you're just joining us, this is the 21st show. We're speaking with the Illinois Senate Republican leader, John Curran. He's a Republican from Downers Grove. 800-222-9455 if you want to join us today. And we actually have a caller on the line with a question about this very program. We'll go now to Paul in Urbana. Paul, thank you for calling in.
Okay. Well, appreciate getting on. You did sort of cover it. These costs are going to be larger if they go to emergency services. It makes sense to do the maintenance of health, and that since you've actually covered the point I was making, I would go on to my secondary point. Was what about Health Alliance? I don't know if your district has a lot of people covered, but there's 250,000 people that are now wondering. Some like within the next month, and some within this year, are going to be wondering what kind of health care service we're going to have. Now, Medicare Advantage is really a scam. There's this capitation fee where they get money up front and then they turn down coverage, and that's their model for saving money. So I don't see any Republican solutions on the forefront, and I'm afraid the Democrats haven't actually pointed out that Medicare Advantage is sucking up a lot of what could be spent on real health care for all.
All right, Paul.
Very good.
Yeah, no, thanks for the call, and let Leader Curran respond to that. I know your colleague, Senator Chapin Rose, has been very active, and let me just, for listeners who aren't quite as read in on this, Health Alliance is a private health insurance provider that has decided to fold up shop, and there are potentially thousands and thousands of Illinoisans who are going to have to be finding a new provider pretty soon in order to continue to have coverage. I know it's a provider for state employees, I believe, in the Champaign-Urbana
yes.
area. So go ahead.
Yeah, though and Senator Rose has been all over this issue. Having such a significant provider leave the marketplace and leaving Illinois' insurance marketplace, partially due to the policies we have put in place under Governor Pritzker, centered around health insurance, is the issue. I know they are leaving the marketplace in a couple other places around the country, but this has been a big concern. And first and foremost, it is getting recipients transitioned into other healthcare coverage is our priority right now as the state. And I mean, that's going to be goal number one here. And we're doing that not, and it's not just state employees. I mean, this is much more significant than just the state having a central Illinois provider step out of the marketplace. I mean, this is affecting lots and lots of recipients.
Is your understanding of this that this is a sort of a unique one-off situation, or do you think there's something deeper, more systemically troubled with the structure of Illinois' law with regard to insurance here?
We have certainly increased cost on insurers over the last several years. We are attempting to bring down the cost to consumers. It is that delicate balance, and some of it is, I think it's not so much in terms of like drug pricing and or you know, it is more so the overhead costs that we have increased on insurers. That is, it's a delicate balance. We are, the governor, I think rightfully so, is trying to find ways to bring down healthcare costs for consumers in Illinois. But in doing that, should you shift too much of that burden on insurers, they have the opportunity because of these mandates to leave the marketplace. And that's not as we're seeing with the Health Alliance, that's not a good result for anyone in Illinois. So I think we've got to do better.
All right, we are going to take a short break on the program. When we come back, we'll have more with Senator John Curran, the Republican leader of the Illinois State Senate, 800-222-9455. If you have a question, we're going to be with the leader for about another 10 minutes or so. So don't wait. 800-222-9455 is the number. More to come after a short break. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us. It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are talking with Senate Minority Leader John Curran, a Republican from Downers Grove, 800-222-9455. If you want to join us today, 800-222-9455. Leader Curran, what do you think? This has budget consequences for Illinois, potentially employment consequences in Illinois. What do you think of Elon Musk and President Trump's approach to pausing federal spending and reducing the federal workforce?
Well, the pause in federal spending is a concern, but it's not Illinois focused. It's a concern for all states. We haven't gotten any details on what Illinois is missing out on. I know the governor has talked about a $1.8 billion in reimbursements from the federal government that have been stalled, but we haven't gotten any details about tied to what programs, what reimbursements are we looking at?
I think I've seen reporting on the Illinois Emergency Management Agency not getting some funding from FEMA is one example. I know there's some university concerns as well, different institutions around the state.
Yeah, but nothing on specific programs, Brian, that I have seen.
Sure.
So within that operating budget, we don't know what programs are short on reimbursements. I would like to see more of that come from us. But at the same time, it is a concern. Look, at the end of the day, we have between the governor and our federally elected officials, we want and expect them to bring back to Illinois as many and as much of our federal tax dollars as possible. So this pause is a concern. Hopefully this all gets worked out, here in the short term.
Do you think it's a rational approach? Do you see this as a rational approach to, paring back federal spending, cutting the federal workforce?
You know, Brian, my time in the Cook County State's Attorney's Office, I went through several downsizings of county government. We had some significant layoffs. I actually handled labor and employment law for Cook County, dealing with the unions and dealing with noticing workers on being laid off and dealing with that. It's always disruptive. It was disruptive in Cook County when that was occurring for several years. And we haven't really seen that at the state level, and we certainly haven't seen it at the federal level. I mean, there's always been this perception that people, going to public service, going to governmental practice, and it's more secure, it's more safe. But as Cook County had to do, as the city of Chicago has had to do from time to time, the federal government right now is going through that to determine the size and scope. In doing so, there's just no way to do this without being disruptive. This is certainly a practice that is more common in the private sector, but certainly we want to make sure every tax dollar is being spent efficiently and effectively. And how they go about determining waste or bloat that can be scaled back, it's an important process, but it is a disruptive process. My hope, I do think it's been more disruptive than probably necessary. So my hope that, we still need all these federal agencies to operate effectively as they're going through this process. So from the reports I've seen, hopefully the disruption part of it starts to get scaled back, and what's most important when you're doing this, you got to get through this quickly because it is disruptive, and you got to get to the end, and then everyone's kind of back and focused on the job at hand.
I know I was looking this up this morning in the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. There's always a list of the 10 largest employers in the state. Of course, Illinois government itself is the largest in Illinois. The U.S. government is number two, not far behind. So a lot of potential impact depending on the depth of the layoffs. We actually have a call on this subject. Nancy is calling from Northern Illinois. Nancy, thank you for calling in.
Hi. Yeah, I think that... I just think that Elon Musk, he doesn't believe in waste and fraud, even though he's a billionaire. That has nothing to do with his scope. The scope of the subject would be, the scope of the subject is Elon Musk is just trying to get rid of the waste problem in this country as far as the federal level. And, he's only speaking on the federal level problems. And, yeah, he is right. Elon Musk does make a good point. That, the waste and the fraud, that's got to be cut. And I understand, along with what the president has said about waste and fraud. But it is, it's beneficial, I think, tax-wise, saving money tax-wise. But I think that on the local level in Illinois, what I really do, I've been doing this a long time, studying at the Illinois level, I think Pritzker's a little bit out of touch with reality. Because I think that, most of the jobs need to stay in Illinois. Anything and everything needs to stay the way it is and not cut any jobs in Illinois.
All right, Nancy, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Leader Kern, I don't know if you want to respond to that briefly.
Brian, I think the one thing maybe I'd like to pick up on is, listening to your program last week, I know some of these federal jobs targeted by the administration, they're looking to move them out of the city of Chicago. What I want to see from Illinois is, let's be competitive. And if, due to the immigration policies of the city and their unwillingness to work with the federal administration, they're going to be moving jobs. Doesn't mean we got to lose those jobs from Illinois. So we want to make sure that we are fighting to retain those jobs here in this state. And, pushing some alternative sites or opportunities, for location. I think specifically we're talking about the SBA. Hopefully that type of dialogue is going on between the governor's office and the president's administration.
Mm. Yeah, I don't get the sense there's a lot of dialogue happening there, but maybe there's something behind the scenes.
Brian, I'd point out, quickly, I was the vice chairman of the DuPage County Board, obviously serving in the majority my entire 9 years there. I've been in the minority my entire time in the Senate. Whether I've been in the majority or the minority, I have never had an issue actually dialoguing with someone from the other side or working with someone, because at the end of the day, this is all about public policy, and we are put in these positions to represent our constituents and do what's best for them it should not be about personalities or any sort of personal conflict. So I, you know, my hope is the dialogue between the state of Illinois, the governor, his administration, our federal elected officials, and the president's administration needs to be focused on public policy. Keep it on policy, you know, ratchet down the personal vitriol, and we're going to see better results here at the state level.
John Curran is a state senator, Republican from Downers Grove, and the Senate Minority Leader. Thank you for being with us and sharing your views with us and taking calls. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian.